Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, we're the KNC Masterpiece, and we're at Taco Bueno, okay? You didn't let me finish what I was going to say. It was going to be a knock against the competition, all right?
I believe you.
So I have said it enough, I also believe it, all right? So I think that you should just go along with that, okay?
Look, man, I've known you for as long as I've been married, all right?
And that's true.
Actually, a couple weeks more than I've been married.
Didn't get invited to the wedding, but
well, because you know what?
Whatever.
Kevin, I was going to say something nice, but here we are.
Yeah. All right, well, you know what? I really cost myself. So now he's like, oh, you sure effed up that last part of the show.
From the 214, can y'all please give a shout-out to Kyle for carrying us in our dodgeball championship 2 years ago from Alex. Is that one Kyle Yeomans that they're saying carries him in the dodgeball championship or just a regular Kyle?
Well, let's find out right now. We bring to you Kyle Yeomans.
Kyle Yeomans.
See?
Kyle Yeomans.
How's it going, Kyle?
It's going great. Did they say dodgeball or kickball?
Well, they said dodgeball. Hold on. Did you win a kickball championship for somebody recently?
Yeah, 2 years ago, I won a kickball championship for, there are actually two of them. One in our, like, office league at the Star, and then the other one where it was the Cowboys, Rangers, Mavs, and Stars. And they went to AT&T Stadium. We played on the field there during what they called the Kickball Classic, and we won that match, won that tournament, too. So,
hey, Kyle, that's great. Sometimes people misspeak one word, all right? It happens, okay? Sometimes people mess up one word.
Listen, I'll play dodgeball anytime. If anybody needs a dodgeball ringer, I'll come play. But I think they meant kickball.
They just texted back in, Kyle, and said it was kickball. It was autocorrect. Mess it up.
Is there – well, see, it happens. Is there any part of you that thinks that the Cowboys secondary sees the football as a dodgeball and that's why they keep running away from it?
They just try and get out of the way.
Because they're great at that.
Yeah, it hasn't been good in that secondary, huh, guys? Have you guys figured out a way to fix it yet? Because, I haven't found a way.
Well, it feels like a great start to have some Trayvon Diggs and some Deron Bland action happening at the same time. That feels like something this team desperately needs.
Yeah, and I think the news just keeps getting better and better with those guys going into the weekend. Even Deron talking to the media yesterday saying, hey, I'm expecting to be out there on Sunday. So I think that's incredible news. And it feels like it just never gets to happen where you've got your top three guys, no matter if it's been those two and then Jordan Lewis last year or now it's those two and Kyer Elam, your top three corners available at the same time. I think it's crazy how it has not happened, but just a handful of times since really Diggs and Bland came into the league together. So I'm excited to see that this week. Is it a be-all, end-all, fix-all with the Cowboys defense? Absolutely not. They're going to enter week four as the worst statistical team, according to Next Gen Stats, against the deep pass attempt to start the season. They've given up more deep passing yards over the first 3 weeks of the year than any other team in the Next Gen Stats era. That goes all the way back to 2016. Mm-hmm. And you might say, yeah, they've given up some big plays here and there, the 30-plus yards down the field. But they're playing Jordan Love this week, guys, who since 2023 has more deep passing yards than any other quarterback in the NFL. So it's not a great matchup. So having those two guys back in the fold is going to be a big deal.
I recently started the rumor that I don't think that Deron Bland and Trayvon Diggs get along. They're not friends, and that's why they've never been on the field together. Can you confirm or deny?
Deny.
Okay, all right. I appreciate that.
I think that's funny. Deron Bland doesn't not get along with anybody.
Gotcha.
I feel like that's just a double negative. But he gets along with everybody. He's one of the more well liked people in the locker room, and it's not one of those situations.
Can you confirm or deny that all the Rangers in the locker room like each other? Because we've heard that for real too.
I'm not in that Rangers locker room. All we can see is the result at the end of the year. I don't want to talk to.
Yeah, baseball. I'm right there with you right now.
I'm sad with baseball.
the we saw earlier Kenny Clark announced as captain for this game. What's it been the way he's been looking at this game this week?
Yeah, I think that's kind of all gotten lost in the fold with the Micah talk. And I was on a Milwaukee radio station a couple days ago. It was funny. Hey, it's non-compete. We're in Dallas here. Okay, we're good. I was on that Milwaukee station, and the first question they asked was not about Micah Parsons. It was about Kenny Clark. And I thought that was intriguing because just like Dallas was put behind the eight ball losing a considerable edge rusher right before the start of the regular season, Green Bay is in the same boat in terms of an interior defensive line. I mean, they have not played well on the interior of their defensive front. So Kenny Clark has some confidence level there of saying, hey, he was traded late, comes in the fold, automatically your best interior defensive lineman, and arguably your best defender, most consistent defender over the first three games of the season. So he's, I think, more relying on that sort of confidence, in at least in the conversations that he's had with the media this week. He's not looking for the emotion of playing his former team. Now, they're not going to Lambeau. It's not in Green Bay. So it's a little bit different than the emotion side of it. For Clark, anyways, it's just another game, and I think that's a good thing for this Dallas defense. They need a steady hand in the middle, and he's been that for them so far.
Okay, so then let's talk about what they're going up against. How do you feel about this? It looks like configuration of the Packers' offensive line. They have some holes that was taken advantage of last week by Cleveland, but what do you think about the strength of this Packers' offensive line, and can the Cowboys take advantage in any form?
Yeah, I thought Green Bay struggled against Cleveland. Now, Cleveland's defensive front is pretty incredible across the board. I mean, they are very good. But when you look at Dallas and the need for a pass rush, you'll get some help with Jadeveon Clowney, but I think a lot of people are putting a little bit too much stock into Clowney immediately making a massive impact. If you get somewhat of an impact out of Clowney, that at least opens things up and builds a bit of a rotation there. I want to start looking inside to the guys who have been playing well, guys like Solomon Thomas, guys like Osa Odighizuwa, Kenny Clark. They may be the guys that have to get home as opposed to allowing your edge rushers to get home too. And I think it's going to be a struggle just because Jordan Love is so good with his pocket presence. He's so good at looking down the field. He has some weapons to throw the football to now. So even if they do slow down a guy like Josh Jacobs behind the line of scrimmage, it's not necessarily a foregone conclusion that the secondary is going to have coverage, because we've seen how that happens throughout the year too.
What is your confidence level in the ability to slow down Josh Jacobs? Because once again, not to pin everything on that Cleveland game, but Cleveland was very effective at that. And as you said, we all have been pleased with the Cowboys' run stop so far.
Yeah, I think even in the loss against Chicago, DeAndre Swift didn't really have a ton of success. I mean, this is a defensive unit that has played pretty well against the run throughout the season. And, of course, you would rather have the overall success compared to what they've done here. I think they could slow down Josh Jacobs. I mean, Jacobs held the 30 yards in week three. He's been fed the ball quite a bit. I mean, what is it, 58 carries or something like that, and he's averaging just over 3 yards a pop. If you could get that again from your Dallas defense, I'd feel good. But I'm not necessarily worried about the run game. I'm worried about slowing down the big play, the explosive plays downfield, and letting Jordan Love have all the time in the world to throw the football, because it doesn't matter if it's Caleb Williams, Russell Wilson, Jalen Hurts. If you're giving the guy that much time, they're going to pick you apart in the secondary, and that's where my number one concern is.
I was going to flip over to the Cowboys run game, but did you have something else on Jordan Love you wanted to hop
on? Yeah, I was just going to say, honestly, whether it's Jordan Love or not, like you said, just listing off those quarterbacks, when you're scripting your first 15, do you I know they probably wouldn't go 15 pass, but do you not just pass until the Cowboys show that they can do any semblance of slowing that down?
Yeah, I think I would heavily it's almost like establishing the run when you're not a very good run team. You have to make it a point to run the football and stick with it. I think until Dallas as a defense proves that they can stop any sort of passing game, if I'm Green Bay, I'm throwing the ball around. I'm getting it out to Romeo Doubs. I'm getting it to Matthew Golden. I'm getting it to my two talented tight ends. Both Tucker Kraft and Luke Musgrave are talented tight ends. I know Kraft has been dealing with a little bit of an injury these last 2 weeks, but I still think he's a capable target. I would pass the ball just – you talked about script the first 15. If they're not 10 passes, 5 runs, I'd be shocked, especially with what they've seen on film.
Yeah, and find the scrub in the passing game, just as we've been hearing for quite some time now. Now, the running game for the Cowboys, Kevin and I both agree, there have been two significant plays in the running game that kind of really hurt the teams in Philadelphia and then last week. Mm-hmm. Like that could have been a momentum setter, and it kind of changed everything early in that game. Otherwise, though, this has been a pretty effective run game. Kyle, what are you seeing on tape that's showing why this has been an effective run game?
Yeah, well, your offensive line has helped pave the way a lot. And you're going to miss Tyler Booker. He's been good in the run game. But if you had to pigeonhole the skill set of both Brock Hoffman and T.J. Bass, who are filling in for B.B. and Booker, respectively, what they do best is they go downhill. So running the football should not be a problem for those two guys. It's more pass protection that's going to be a question mark, especially against the front seven with guys like Parsons and Gary on the opposite side. So I don't have a problem with running the football this week, or at least don't anticipate Dallas having a problem. And then the other thing I see is Javonte Williams. Yes, the fumble was big, and it comes after a big gain. Mm-hmm. It was really good play by Chicago to stick with it and to rip that football out and stay in bounds at the same time. I mean, it was a huge momentum shift in that first quarter. But when you've got Javonte Williams running in the same category as some of the other top running backs in the league, guys like Jonathan Taylor, James Cook, Kyren Williams, those are the only three running backs that have more yards after contact than Javonte Williams.
Ooh, okay.
I mean, that's three really good running backs, Williams, Cook, Taylor, and Williams is right there with them. So that's telling me that's after contact. So that has nothing to do with the offensive line. That has nothing to do with the scheme. That's just pure, I'm going to get past you and keep on rolling. A couple big broken tackles in that game against the Giants. You could see that on film throughout, too. He's running the ball with some extra confidence this year, and I think if he can continue that against Green Bay, that's the way you beat this team, is you take time off the clock, you establish the run game, and you remain physical despite missing a couple of your key offensive linemen up front.
Can we convince you to do the Stone Cold celebration this weekend or the next time North Texas is scoring touchdowns?
That would not take very hard convincing on your end.
Heck yeah.
I would do that anyways. Did you guys, I don't know how much, I know Corey, you know, but Kevin, I don't know how much you've seen the social media side of that. Jared Mosley, the athletic director, prior to kickoff in the last home game for North Texas, did the Stone Cold Steve Austin in the middle of the student section with North Texas football, like as kickoff was happening, and then it ended up in a 59-10 North Texas win. So if they need me to fill in for that role, I would be happy. Jared, you know, you've got my phone number. You can let me know if you need me tomorrow.
Are you going to be at the game tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm actually taking the babies out there, too. It's going to be me and my North Texas graduate wife, Lorena, and then our three triplets. We're going to bring them all out there this week.
Also, I do believe you got a little bit of volleyball and soccer action happening this weekend. Because, Kevin, we also know that Kyle Yeomans, as great as he is as a guest, he's an amazing broadcaster as well.
True.
Thanks, guys. I'm blushing. I know I'm on the radio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
Browns
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
But I'm blushing. Don't worry. Yeah, got some volleyball tonight. Got some soccer this weekend, both on ESPN Plus, covering some North Texas athletics. Not just the big stuff. We cover the Olympic sports, too. So I'm excited about that. And both of those sports are getting into conference play, too. So getting excited to see how they fare in 2025.
Go Mean Green. Go Mean Green. Kyle, thank you very much for your time today, man.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Talk to you again next week.
There he goes, Kyle Yeomans from DallasCowboys.com. As I said, calling UNT Charlotte, UNT ECU. That's the soccer right there, ESPN Plus. That'll be awesome. But, again, go Mean Green, 4-0 on the season right now, going up against South Alabama. I'll take it.
By the way, it is a shout-out Friday. We haven't really done too much of that today.
We didn't ask enough either. That's on us.
I know.
That's on us.
Too much content. Shout-out Friday, Adventure Friday. The greatest tradition for my grandma and I is to spend every Friday with all of you guys at Taco Bueno to be gathered together with the greatest show in all of radio. Woo!
Oh,
is
man.
More than worthwhile. Shout-out Napkin, Captain Napkin. And it said, P.S., I fact-check all your math.
Oh, really?
That's how I have him saved to my phone.
Oh, he's a mathematician.
Captain Napkin.
That's right.
Yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
Napkin. I like it.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, I'd like to try something just a little bit different, if you guys don't mind. We'll wait for the football games that you care the most about until we chat with the G-Bag Nation. Instead, let's do some baseball nuggets. Are any Rangers in line to win a gold glove? Other award predictions and Masterpiece of the Week. All next, live from Taco Bueno in Arlington on 105.3 The Fan.
Here's the pitch. Swung on and a high drive, well hit left center field. Hellman going back to the track, to the wall. It is gone. It's a three-run homer for Buxton. He's driven in all the runs in the game, and it's 4-0 Twins.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Going to do some baseball nuggets and then hit Masterpiece of the Week as we're live at Taco Bueno, 5748 Southwest Green Oaks. But first, Corey.
Kevin, I just wanted to say this. I like Peyton, and I don't like taking shots at Peyton too often, all right?
Okay.
But I also support Alec. And one of the things I wanted to point out here is I love the way Alec says truck wreck attorneys. If you ever hear Peyton do that read, he says truckic attorneys. And it drives me nuts, and I've never said anything to him about it. Alec, one day I need you to go pull all the times that he says truckic attorneys, because it does. But you do a great job enunciating your words, and I'm proud of you, young man.
Thank you. You know, English is tough sometimes, but I try to – the words I do have to say, I try to get them right.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
And did he give you a young man at the end of that?
He is younger than me. He is a young man compared to me. Kevin.
That's right.
Okay. All right. From the 972 – the 817. Shout out to my favorite show on The Fan. It really was something special meeting y'all today. Thank you for taking the little time you have to speak with me. I mean, Corey, I know you're good like this. Alec, I know you are as well. I mean, I always tell people, hey, thanks for making sure we stay employed. So for I sure. definitely want to take the opportunity as much as we can to talk with people whenever we can. Right now. Brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. It's time for Baseball Nuggets.
Yep.
That's not – I mean, that's fine.
I don't know why I felt like
– I suppose.
It seems like I needed to.
Now, Shohei Ohtani, he hit his career-high 54th home run last night. While we're in the midst of talking about the AL MVP, you have no doubt that Shohei – is going to win NL MVP again, right?
I'd give it to Kyle Schwarber because it's a feel-good story, Kevin.
Okay.
Like Passan said about.
But if you had to pick one feel-good story, you'd go with Cal Raleigh instead of.
And Cal Raleigh's not a feel-good story to me as much as I think he's earned it. I really do think the work that – and Alex said this earlier about like they're phasing the catching out in some ways.
Yeah,
I started like imagining just a big net behind there, and you just throw
like
it the
just
net.
A backstop.
Since we're gonna have right. Robot umpires, what do we need a catcher
True.
For? Balls and strikes. But
True.
He's got a field position. But yeah, dude, Shohei Ohtani is. I mean, you're not doing what he's doing. Nobody is doing what he's doing, and doing it at the level that he does it at. It's almost impossible for anybody to surpass him.
Okay, I mean, look. The MVP's backed it up. He's about to be, I believe, either tied or outright second for most MVPs in baseball history, behind only Barry Bonds. Let's go from that to news on the Netflix front. So Netflix is going to stream MLB's opening game next year. It is the Yankees and the Giants. We talked about how they set up that three-year package where they're going to carry the Home Run Derby. They're going to have some non-exclusive games, both regular season and playoffs. But one of the things they get is they will have the first game of the MLB season. It will just be Yankees-Giants.
Okay.
On opening day, and then the real opening day is the next day where everybody else is going to be playing.
Okay, regarding that, this is very much like Netflix did last time with the NFL. This is testing the waters, right?
Oh, 100%.
Like, because what would they would ultimately, I don't know, would they love this? Because one of the things we love about opening day is it's opening day.
Yeah.
For everybody.
Yeah.
Like, the whole sport is kicking off, first pitching, if you will. Mm-hmm. And so that's one of the things I love. Would Netflix want
yes.
the whole
yes.
slate, or
yes.
do they like this standalone game?
No, and like, Alec, I want to get your thoughts on this. I absolutely think they would, because I think that's one of the appeals of picking up Monday Night Raw, is not only do they get a product that they think could draw, but more importantly, well, or just as importantly, they have a product that you know you get 52 of them, and
okay.
you get them every single week. Obviously, with baseball, you get an unbelievable amount of options. And so, Alec, I don't know about you, but I think that is a huge appeal of baseball for Netflix.
Yeah, more content equals more money. You know,
yeah.
even if the ratings aren't as strong as they are on cable TV or whatnot,
sure.
if you're
sure.
still getting even a small percentage of, you know, the casual fans to say, you know what, I'm going to give it a try. The broadcast looks cool. That's more money for them, more opportunities to market the game, too. So I think MLB would like that with all the, like side shoulder programming that Netflix does, the docuseries and stuff. There's a lot of opportunities there.
Now, I don't want to add insult to injury, but you know, the Rangers obviously eliminated from the playoffs. They'll finish up this weekend in Cleveland. You can hear those games right here on 105.3 The Fan. The predictions from MLB.com is that they won't win any gold gloves either.
Oh, who won't? The Rangers?
That's right.
But Corey Seager was good. I mean, did he play enough games to qualify for a gold glove? What about Marcus Semien? He was good.
No.
He didn't qualify either, huh?
No.
Well, who was our first baseman this year?
Exactly. That's who it was.
Okay. It was a turnstile.
Yeah.
And that's unfortunate because we felt pretty – you consistently had Nathaniel Lowe. And he
yeah.
didn't last with anybody
yeah, man.
This year. But
I don't know. Like, if this is a breakup, I feel like we were all looking over at Nathaniel Lowe, except for his team that got him. They didn't feel good about it either.
Kevin, real quick, football update. Malik Nabers is off the injury report and good to go Sunday against the Chargers.
So some wildly different injury news for the day in the NFC East. So Malik Nabers good, both Jaden Daniels and Terry McLaurin out for the Commanders. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, and right now it's time for Masterpiece of the Week. This.
Gentlemen,
hey,
how's it
Alec?
Going out there
good.
At the wonderful establishment that is Taco Bueno?
Good.
I'm jealous.
Yes, bueno. That's how it's going.
It's so bueno.
Yeah, it's so good. And I will probably be going after the show just because I'm starving as we
Smart
sit
man.
Here getting ready for Masterpiece of the Week. This is the segment where we revisit the wild, wacky, odd, and oftentimes very concerning things said during this very program throughout the week. We have a tradition that usually includes like one or two people, but you got options today to pick on people who are not here to defend themselves, except two of them are sitting like 10 feet away from me. Your choices, Brian Broaddus, Gavin Dawson, Mickey Spagnuolo,
okay,
or Mike Bacsik.
Oh, man.
I'm going to vote for Bacsik.
Let's start with Mike Bacsik.
Mike Bacsik. It feels like this is the segment he built. I know it existed before him, but it feels like he really brought it into the golden age.
All right, Mike actually has two. We will start with this very brief statement.
D. I'm the D.
Jeez, dude. How is it possible that he was on for 1.5 segments and he already has two Masterpiece of the Weeks?
Look, much like going into this game with Micah, you can't stop him. You can only hope to contain him.
That's true. That is true.
That is true, and that's why he has another entrant.
My head gets in the way of a lot of things.
Oh, my gosh.
And, like, I thought he meant literally, like, in the shot, but he's just saying, like, his thought process. You can see how I might have thought that, right?
Yeah, yes. he was like, no, the stuff that goes on in my head.
Yeah.
It's like, well, that might be the most self-reflecting moment from Bacsik in a long time.
Yeah.
But let's see. You know what? I'm going to take over from here because Brian Broaddus said this.
He would pee on himself and, you know, and he'd play the game. He's dirty. He's literally dirty.
That was about Eric Williams. That was amazing.
That literally that changed that crosstalk completely.
It did.
Like, completely. And all I did was ask. I was like, hey, can I get a scouting report real quick? And he was like, I got your scouting report, Major.
I mean, talk about going above and beyond.
Let's see. I'm going to go to Mickey Spagnuolo here because this is quite the observation.
These guys just have bad eyes.
I'm sorry, will you play that one time, because he seems so upset about that.
These guys just have bad eyes.
He's very invested in that.
Yeah,
I feel like the way he said that, he sounded like a character in a Disney movie, like one of the Beethoven movies or something. I don't know, man.
Just a lot of inflection on it.
Yeah.
A lot of attitude
bad
there
eyes.
I like it. Yeah, 2020 or nothing for Mickey. And then Gavin Dawson said this.
Yeah. Did look like at training camp, Trayvon Diggs enjoyed going for Micah's groin.
You know what's funny about that? Not out of context. That is just, he might have meant it in a more competitive sense, but that's about right.
Yeah, we weren't out there to see that, but evidently there was a lot of wrestling going on between those.
Yeah, there was less groin play when we were there.
Okay, well... this is where I try to find a way to transition out of that, and I'm just going to say, Corey, you said this.
If you could be on one of the president's face, which president would it be?
How is that going to win? I know what's coming up, but that's going
to
win.
That was in regards to Mount Rushmore, not just any president out there.
Because I'll still say the best shot you would have had was with Lincoln.
I know what you mean by that.
What did Eric call him?
I don't want to repeat that.
Yeah, I'm sure you don't.
I do not want to repeat that.
Sure you don't.
But you might.
Let's see. Kevin, you are not free either. You've got a couple options here.
Yeah, North Dakota is pointless.
That's a fact. I'm not embarrassed by that. It's like, hey, do you want to go to the place where Mount Rushmore isn't? North Dakota. Like, come on. We need one Dakota. That's it.
Well, let's see. You can hear Lucius laughing at them in the background.
He knows.
Kevin, you know what? Since that wasn't super incriminating, let's see what this one is. I forget what it even is.
You know, like the really long ones. Mm-hmm. You would finish them and there'd be all that juice in there.
Oh.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, so
toying yourself?
Wow. Wow.
I don't know. I'm really thinking because it's,
I know what it's about.
I sounds know like I could have been
I'm
the
glad
president.
You do.
Oh, wow. You were talking about the popsicles and the plastic.
Oh,
and the,
yeah.
The push popsicles.
Yeah, that you could get like that 80-pack for 49 cents or whatever back in the day.
Yeah.
Yes.
A bunch of different colors and flavors. They were never frozen. You have to wait until
yes,
they get frozen.
Correct.
Yeah.
That might not be my worst
that's
one,
the winner
though.
Right now, man.
Well, oh, yeah. And for the people saying this, I didn't believe you guys before, but I also now believe you that Mickey Spagnola is aware of this segment.
Yes.
And I didn't think that at first, but now I do.
He tries to win every
yes,
week.
Now
man.
I do.
No, because I remember vividly, guys, when you guys were out on vacation holiday season last year and I filled in with a revolving door of some of our weekend hosts, every time we had Mickey on, we had at least one thing that we were like, yep, go ahead and mark that. You guys weren't even here. But Corey, this feels like it could oddly tie into Kevin's thought process. Here we go.
That as a child, I would play with it all the time. I don't know how my dad, like, left it out.
I don't remember exactly what I was talking about.
It is a murderer's row this week.
But I do remember when I started saying that, I looked at you and I was like, there's no way out of this either. Like, there's no escape route.
And he made it worse and you go, I don't know how my dad left it out.
There was no escape route. I tried, man. That was brutal.
Yeah, it took you about 2 seconds to stop, and then you literally said, I'm never speaking words again.
Yeah.
But yeah, here we are.
Yeah, here we are. It's the friends we made along the way, right, Kevin?
Exactly.
Gross.
Let's see. But Kevin and Corey, both of you in on this one.
Would you do anything for love?
I'll do that.
You would do that, huh, Corey?
Oh, I didn't know if there was more to that. I
thought you would do anything for love.
Hey, if you're at the Taco Bueno, I'll tell you off air what I think Meatloaf was talking about.
Oh, man.
He said, because it's not radio friendly, Alec. Mm-hmm. You should understand that. But
I do,
Meatloaf,
but
Kevin's version isn't radio friendly. Meatloaf's version probably is. Go Mean Green.
We don't know.
Let's see. And then we will close out with this. Kevin has a very important statement to make.
Those other shows we have are trash.
Kevin, we're about to cross talk with G-Bag,
that
bro.
Is taken out of context. I said,
it sounded clear as day to me.
That is out of context.
Team
right?
player, man. Team player.
We were talking about that. You'll meet people who will tell you nice things, which is great. Or they'll say nice things about the show, which is great. But sometimes you'll get somebody who's like, oh, yeah, I can't stand the other shows you have. And I'm like, well, what am I supposed to say about that? You're like, oh, yeah, good point. Like, I'm not going to say that. So I will argue that is out of context.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Which I guess is the whole point of this segment now that I think about it.
Yep,
it?
That is true.
Yeah, I guess. Did you say that was the last
one? Yep, voting time.
Look, I am going to vote for Corey, and he wants to sit on a president's face?
Nope.
If you could be on one of the president's face, which president would it be?
Again, on a big mountain.
Corey's like 4 score and 7 dudes ago.
Jeez.
I'm sorry, Alec. I don't know.
So, yeah, Lincoln would be the one.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I'm going with Kevin's love for popsicles.
Oh.
Dang it.
Yeah, that's going to be tough to beat.
You know, like the really long ones, mm-hmm. and then you would finish them and there'd be all that juice in there.
It gets worse every time I hear it.
I admit, that sounds bad.
It's like to the point where I don't want to vote for it because I don't want to hear it again. But at the same time, I know what I have to do. We have a winner.
You know, like the really long ones, mm-hmm. and then you would finish them and there'd be all that juice in there.
God,
deal with it.
That was with Mickey taking shots at people's eyes.
from the 817. Hold on, does Kevin hate his own station? No! No!
I mean, I can run that back real quick.
No!
Other shows we have are trashed.
Wow. Wow. You're lucky that we're here and not in studio right now, because I bet the G-baggers would be very upset.
Oh, I'm sorry for many things that I said in the past and today.
And from, hold on real quick, from the 469, that dude laughing in the background is killing me. So whoever's got the laugh, you're making somebody happy.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's chit-chat with the fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Ask them what football game they are most looking forward to besides Cowboys and Packers. We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
Snap to Murray. Drops straight back. Looks left. Short throw to the left. Caught DeMercado. 5. Breaks a tackle. Heads for the end zone. Touchdown! With 28 seconds left, the Cardinals a point away from tying the game.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. I've had a blast out here at Taco Bueno in Arlington today. Right now, courtesy of D&M Leasing, it is our time for our chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Amazing. Hagee, how are you?
We're doing fantastic. I wanted to try something different today. Is there a particular college football game or NFL game outside of Cowboys Packers?
It's a damn LSU game, Heggy. Get
okay.
off and let's go. All right.
LSU and Ole Miss. Jeez. All right.
What are we doing? Let's go.
How are we feeling going into
Not
that
good,
LSU
Heggy.
Game?
Not good. Not good. How you feel about A&M and Auburn?
I feel actually pretty good about that for
All
sure.
Right. OU game.
You feel good last year when you went to Auburn and got beat by a backup quarterback?
No, I didn't, Broadus. I didn't say anything about you. Why are you trying to drag me down?
You're an Aggie. Come on.
You deserve it.
My team doesn't have any
real titles.
Suck. All right. What about
1939 John Kimbrough? Come on. Let's go.
I know. All right. Outside of that.
You're good in tennis. Women's tennis.
Damn right. We're good in track, too.
Track good.
And on the NFL front, Eagles and Bucks, is that your lead game of the weekend?
Ooh, I would say, I mean, it's right there. Chiefs Ravens, of course, is big. I guess a little shine off that game with how both teams have played to this point.
How much trouble do you think the Chiefs will be in if they lost that game, Eric?
I mean, a fair amount, because you get them at home, and the Ravens defense right now can be had in a big way. Like, if Kansas City can't prove that they could run the football versus the Ravens, They might be cooked, in particular because the way the Chargers are playing. Like, the Chargers are the real deal, and the Broncos are at least solid. And so it becomes an uphill battle. And I think if they lose this game, you're talking about them being a wild card team at best. You know, like, chances of winning the division, I think, are going to be pretty slim. But Bucks and Eagles is going to be a total blast, dude.
Could be for NFC supremacy.
Baker, watching Baker play is maybe one of the funnest things in football right now. Dude's just been awesome.
Does Colts-Rams do anything for you guys this weekend?
Yeah, I want to see if the Colts offense can they keep doing this? Like, at some point, they're going to have to come back down to earth a little bit because of what they're doing at such a high level.
Right.
But the Rams present a huge challenge, especially with that front seven that they have. The Colts offensive line's been really, really good. They're doing a lot of RPO stuff, a lot of play action stuff. So, yeah, I'm interested to see, like, can the Colts, like, when is this just going to end? Or is it?
I think it's a truth serum game for them, Chief, as you might say. I think with Baltimore, Kansas City, the Ravens are banged up. Matabuke and Van Noy have not practiced all week, so that's going to be an interesting injury report when it comes out. But, you know, I got my eye on Seattle, Arizona. I just think the Seahawks have what it takes to win a close game late, maybe on a field goal after one first down, after a great comeback.
After Arizona's had some trouble with the receivers. Their receiver doesn't catch the ball all the time.
You just don't make it in the landing zone.
Just playing a hunch. You know, hot taking here on a Friday.
All right, so you got Seattle by about 3, would you say?
I think so.
Okay. How is the Ryder Cup a big player for you guys viewership-wise this weekend?
We suck at this thing, man.
We do.
We suck. We got all these players. We're soft as you know what. And, it, you know,
Sherman soft. Yeah, Corey.
I think we've won the last 2 on home soil.
It seems
we've kind of righted the ship here in the last decade.
What are we doing right now?
Oh, are we failing?
We're essing the bed.
Day one was bad.
Yeah,
we're warming up.
Acting like, and we picked these courses that nobody could play. This Bethpage Black. It's like, hey, if you can't play golf, you shouldn't play here. You know, and we can't play golf in this thing sometimes.
No.
More of a President's Cup guy myself, Heggie. Sorry.
That's good to know. Eric Zach, do you care much at all about the Ryder Cup, or do you think we're already doomed after that opening session?
Can't say I really give two bleeps. I'll be real with you. I'll pay attention on a Sunday if things get close. Otherwise, you know, I got to pick and choose, man. I can't invest any time in golf. Hey, yeah, I'll be honest with you.
You can only have so much fan with when you have a wife and kids.
Yeah,
right.
It's all football. And
football. Like I think the Ryder Cup is doing themselves a disservice.
Yeah. Move over. We got South Alabama, Texas at 11 o'clock tomorrow.
Hello.
They play it every 2 years, bro. I mean, you can invest a little bit.
Cool story. Yeah.
No, but it's still it doesn't exclude the fact that when they are playing.
Okay, watch South Alabama, North Texas. So
I'll monitor.
I mean, this is a great college football Saturday.
Yeah.
Football Sundays are always electric.
Who's doing the headgear picks now?
It's tough.
Makes a lot more sense in March,
I think it's
to your
Gundy.
Point.
I think they're bringing Gundy in to do the headgear picks. He's the next Lee Corso.
Oh, man, I could see that for sure. What do you find, fellas, got coming up on the program today?
Pure Gold, as always. Heggie, thanks for asking. And, we got Stephen Jones coming up at 3 o'clock.
Outstanding. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. We have been the KNC Masterpiece. We'll be back with you on Monday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105 Through the Fan.
Say Taco Bueno, Kevin.
Taco Bueno.
You know, like the really long ones, mm-hmm. and then you would finish them and there'd be all that juice in there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.